Dawn, when you first started losing the weight, how long was it before you really realised and believed that this was going to work?
Quite quickly, really. I suppose about after the first month, you think, actually, this really works. I can really do this. I'm not eating half as much as I was. It didn't take very long, really. It pretty much clicked straight away, I suppose.
When did the weight start to come off?
Almost straight away. It was like in the first couple of months, you really started to notice, and then it was just everybody started to notice. And what after a couple say? Of months, people have been saying, people are amazed at me now, especially family. And every time they would see me, they would say, "You're even thinner. Oh, you look good. Oh, blimey, you've lost a lot of weight." And my family, who hadn't seen me for a long time, they're just amazed. They just can't believe. They call me skinny now, my family.
And how does that feel? Because your brother was one of the reasons why you put on weight in the first place, wasn't he?
He was, yes. Yeah, bless him. It just feels awesome. I feel like a normal person now. Oh. I've always been a big person, always shopped in big shops. Now I'm normal.
And what was one of the things that happened with the boots?
Oh, last winter I bought myself a pair of boots with big calves, because I've always had quite big calves. And I put them on just before this winter, and they were ridiculous. I could have got two legs, I think, in one boot.
Really?
I could get them on and off with the zip done up, and they were just, there was so much space in them, they looked ridiculous. And I can now go in any shop and try on any pair of boots, and they just zip up with ease. It just feels amazing.
Because you've got wide feet like me, but even your feet have gone down in size.
Yep, I used to have to buy size 6, I can now buy size 4.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. When my shoes, I have a favourite pair of shiny shoes that are really slocky now. But I now have a lovely size 4 pair of shoes.
And what about day-to-day things?
Life's a lot easier when there's less of you. There's more room in the shower. When I don't, Colin, if we're parked in a car park, doesn't have to bring the car out of the space so I can open the door wide enough to get in now.
Yeah.
I can squeeze between now. And I can bend over a lot easier. I can reach around. Everything's just easier when you're thinner.
Yeah.
It really is. You don't realise how limiting it is when you're really big, because you're just used to it, than when you can do all the stuff you can do that's normal.
And hubby is very happy, isn't he, Colin?
Oh, blimey, he thinks he's got a whole new wife. I mean, he's always loved me, whatever. Can't leave me alone now. So,
yeah.
And it's like he can pick me up now, which he could never do before.
Yeah.
He'd have killed himself trying to pick me up before. But he can now pick me up. And like when we cuddle, he'd get his arms right round me, crossed over now. Oh. And I can reach right round him. It's just, he loves it.
So psychologically, a lot of this is obviously people put on weight because they emotionally eat. And mm-hmm. they hide whatever problems they've got in eating, because at least it's something they can control. And I talk about that in my Till the Fat Eddie Sims book endlessly. How emotionally do you feel now compared to previously?
I don't emotionally eat now. It just, I've had quite a few rough things this year that I normally would have eaten through, but I just haven't now. I just don't look as food as that comfort now. It doesn't do the same thing as it used to, food.
Why not?
It's really hard to describe. I'm just normal around food now. I don't look at food as a bee. I don't eat to celebrate. I don't eat to commiserate. I don't just only eat when I'm hungry. I can't eat as much as I used to. I just don't feel the need for it anymore. I'm just normal with food now.
And it's just from the psychology of reading the book and just something clicked.
Yeah, it just clicked in my head, that guilt that I'd always felt about food. I don't feel anymore. The amount of times I sort of eat something I shouldn't have, feel bad, so eat everything in the house and start again Monday. I don't do that anymore. If I really, really want a piece of cake or something, I eat until I think, I've had enough. I mean, I could, if me and my daughter went out, I'd always have a separate piece of cake. We share a bit now, and I probably eat less of it than she does, and I just don't feel bad about it anymore.
And your daughter's well happy, isn't she?
Oh, she's, yeah, so proud. She gets quite emotional when she talks to me about it. She like wells up. She is so chuffed that I can, and like she loves it that I can wear all the clothes I like and things now.
Yeah,
yeah, she is, and so is my son. He hasn't seen me for quite a while. And when he saw me, he said, I forgot how tiny you are now.
Oh.
And it was just so nice.
And your daughter said about sitting next to you on the couch.
Yeah, she said there's lots of room around you now. She said, I can sit on the edge of the sofa while you're there now. Because there's room now.
Because, of course, when you were bigger, there wasn't any space.
No, no, yeah. You've taken up the whole sofa before. You know, there's no sitting on your lap. I didn't have a lap before. I have a lap now.
And you said about when you went out to eat. In the old days, when you were big, you didn't like to eat in front of people.
No, if we like went shopping or anything, and you see people eat out, I would never eat out. I'd never have a Mars bar when I'm out, because I would think that people would look at that fat woman. No wonder she's big. Look at her stuff in her face with the Mars bar. So I wouldn't eat that sort of thing when I was out.
You'd be judgmental about other people in the same way.
Well, yeah, because I think, you know, you shouldn't be eating that. But now, I just don't think like that anymore. It's everybody has to get there in their own way. And it's no, you know, you can't judge other people by what they're doing anymore. There's no point to it. Yes, I would before be quite snobby about the fact that, you see, you're big, you're eating that you shouldn't be.
Mm.
Now I just don't even think about it anymore.
Can I ask you a question about dieting? Because I know you use Diet Chef from time to time, and my Till the Fat Lady Slims Freedom Eating Plan is designed so that people can use it alongside any traditional diet. But you didn't need to diet. But what advice would you give to people?
I mean, I use Diet Chef only because I'm not very good at, I can't stand and prepare a meal, so it's just easy for me. But there's so much food left in the cupboard lunchtime because I don't eat them now. But you've got to do with whatever makes you feel comfortable, but it's the freedom eating that works. It's the waiting for that deep breath. It's listening, really trying to find out what your body wants. And it's amazing that you want vegetables or you want salad. Your body really, even if you think, oh, that'll never work, I've ruined my body dieting, it will. Your body really does know what it needs.
So if somebody's read a little bit of the book and they're scared because it's change, what advice could you give?
Oh, just go for it. I never thought I would see this day. I am so grateful to you for this book, because I just try it. It really does work. I know you might really think, oh, but you're not losing anything by giving it a go. Read it. Read it again and try it. It really, really works. It's amazing. It really works. I am totally different with food now. I'm a normal person with food now.
Freedom.
Yeah, absolute freedom, yes. Yes, it is freedom. It's like a chain, food, around you, and it's just gone now.
And so is the weight. Remind us how much you've lost.
I've now lost 11 and a half stone altogether.
Since you were your heaviest?
Yep.
And in the last year?
Last year, about 6.5, nearly 7 stone with freedom eating.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you ever so much for talking to me.
That's all right. Oh, blimey. Least I can do.
Oh. And anyone else who wants to come and join in, there's other people going through the same experience, do go to Facebook and look for Till the Fat Lady Slims, which is the name of the book. You'll also find that on Amazon. And look for the book that's version 2.0, The When Diet, which tells you how to use the freedom eating system alongside traditional diets, any traditional diet. And also version 3.0 out January 2016, which gives tips and tales to inspire. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.